Monroe County is once again struggling to keep its finances in order. This week, County Treasurer Kathy Smith told the County Council that there are inconsistencies in the county's financial records dating back more than 15 months and that the cause is yet to be identified.
The issue is the crossover because the numbers did not match up. It's like a spaghetti bowl. I don't know how else to tell you. So we have to go back and say, each one of these things that came out that you didn't account for, where did it really come from? What months did it really come from?
Ultimately, the bookkeeping problems means the county has less money in the bank than its records say it should. Officials say employee error is to blame for at least part of the confusion. County Auditor Steve Salter said workers in the auditor's office have not always reconciled accounts properly. The issue has particularly affected payments to the retirement fund for county employees, known as PERF.
The audit for 2011 and the audit for 2012 by the State Board of Accounts. This county was written up under a previous auditor for not reconciling properly these withholding accounts. PERF is considered to be a withholding account, just like everything else. When I became auditor in 2013, I met with the payroll person at the time and said, look, this has got to quit. You quit doing it the old-fashioned way. You've got to reconcile this stuff immediately. So the attempt was made to reconcile it. So therefore, if you go into May of 2013, you'll see large amounts of money being taken out of the bank accounts.
Former auditor Amy Gerstmann was in charge in 2011 and 12, although Salter did work for the auditor's office at the time. At the meeting, Smith and Salter both asked the council for permission to hire an independent accountant to review their records. That accountant would try to resolve the discrepancies, but County Attorney Jeff Cockrell said there would also be training involved.
I am moving under the assumption that some of these mistakes may be systemic. And so the systemic ones, as well as maybe the other things, to have training and those kind of things by these people to work with the staffs of definitely the treasurers and maybe the auditors as well, depending on what they come up with, to train them so that those mistakes won't happen again.
Council members were not immediately supportive of the new accountant, but they expressed concerns about discrepancies. Shelley Yoder asked Smith why the council wasn't informed earlier.
We have searched so many hours and looked at every...
Why are we just now hearing about this? Why isn't it caught up? A year ago, I thought that there was an issue with balancing when one of the employees left and there were concerns
exactly.
About...
Exactly. Yes. You guys allowed me to hire somebody about this in October of last year. Mm-hmm. That person come in and then it's tax season. You know, I can't do that in October. Had we got that person earlier in the year, we'd have had the summer to work on it. So Steve and I agreed after tax season we would sit down and work on it together. And that just didn't happen.
Last year, the treasurer's office fell as far as 6 months behind in filing required reports on the county's finances. The office got caught up last winter, and Smith said that was only forcing certain reconciliations even though there wasn't proper paperwork to back up the figures.
We have searched so many hours and looked at every single entry. They're not there. They're not there. So the mistakes are built in between our departments. It's in the transition between our departments. We need somebody that has more skill than I have, and, you know, more skill. My people are Pat 2s, which are low-level bookkeepers. We need an accountant.
Earlier this month, the council agreed to hire a new employee for the treasurer's office. The goal is to reduce the workload for the employees. The council delayed a decision on whether to pay for an accountant to deal with current discrepancies. They agreed to take up the conversation again in October after the county commission weighs in.